A Liverpool and Manchester school trip from Ireland can look straightforward on paper. Two familiar cities, no visa requirement for Irish citizens, and a strong mix of football, music, museums and industrial history. But it works well only when documents, transport and attraction times are treated as one plan rather than separate bookings. Start with travel documents. Irish citizens do not need a visa to enter the UK, but every student and accompanying adult should still have a valid passport or Irish passport card. From 25th February to 2026, Aer Lingus requires passengers flying between Ireland and the UK to carry one of these documents, while Ryanair requires a valid passport for UK travel. Ferry operators may accept other identification for British and Irish citizens, but their rules should be checked before deposits are collected. Mixed nationality groups need earlier attention. A student may live in Ireland and still need a UK electronic travel authorisation or, depending on nationality and status, a visa. This is where having the trip organised helps. Celtic Horizon Tours can turn document checks into a clear parent checklist with deadlines for deposits, passenger details and final rooming lists. Once the paperwork is under control, the cities complement each other well. Liverpool gives you waterfront history, migration, music, local identity, and football. A self-led skill visit to the Museum of Liverpool is free, but it must be booked in advance. Free admission does not mean a group can simply arrive at any time. Anfield often provides the emotional centre of the Liverpool programme. The stadium tour brings students into spaces usually seen only on television and can support conversations about sport, media, business and the role a football club plays in a city. Manchester adds a different layer. At Old Trafford, the museum and stadium tour can include the dressing room, players' tunnel, dugouts and media areas. The Science and Industry Museum provides a strong STEM and industrial heritage element. Admission may be free, but group visits still need advance booking and a planned arrival. The distance between Liverpool and Manchester is manageable, but it should not tempt you into overloading the itinerary. By road, the journey can take around an hour in light traffic, although school groups need extra time for boarding, congestion, parking and set down restrictions. Rail can also work between Liverpool Lime Street and Manchester Piccadilly, but moving a large group through busy stations requires clear staff positions and headcounts. Keep arrival day simple. After a ferry crossing, plan hotel check-in, food, a short orientation and one controlled evening activity. After a flight, allow for baggage collection, airport toilets, coach loading and traffic before fixing a paid attraction slot. A delayed arrival should not place the entire day under pressure. Walking expectations also need to be honest. Waterfront areas, stadium approaches and city centre routes can mean long periods outdoors. Built-in toilets, shelter and places where the group can pause safely. In winter and early spring, waterproof layers matter more than squeezing in one extra stop. Food should follow the route. Collect dietary information early, choose venues that can serve groups efficiently, and avoid long gaps between meals. Evening meals provide a fixed point to regroup, check students, and settle the group before returning to the hotel. Accessibility should be confirmed attraction by attraction. Check step-free entrances, lifts, toilets, seating, walking surfaces and coach drop-off points before sharing the itinerary with parents. This is something Celtic Horizon Tours plans around, along with official tickets, accommodation, transport flow and realistic attraction times. A do-it-yourself trip can work for a small, experienced group. The difficulty usually appears between the bookings. A revised ferry time, an early rooming list deadline, a coach bay that cannot be used, or an attraction slot that leaves no room for lunch. Celtic Horizon Tours connects those moving parts, so you spend less time resolving supplier issues and more time supervising students. Liverpool and Manchester can give you real educational range and enough excitement to hold students' attention. The key is not to fit in everything, it is to choose the right sequence, protect the timings and remove uncertainty before departure. To plan your 2026 school trip with clear documents, well-paced travel, suitable accommodation and pre-arranged access, book with Celtic Horizon Tours and travel with confidence from the first checklist to the journey home.